Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's here?
Amit Kaur.
Hi, Amit.
Hi.
And who else?
Seda.
Seda? Did you say Seda Kaur?
Sadhna Kaur.
Oh, Sadhna Kaur. Oh, welcome, dear.
Hi.
Hi. And who else?
Guru Ravi.
Guru Ravi and... Who else?
Hargobind.
Hi, Hargobind.
Sanam Sri Gyan.
And who else?
Sutling Kaur.
Hi, Sutling. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you.
Good. Does somebody have a power saw going on in their background? Oh, star six. Star six. Okay, anybody else? Who else is here?
Hari Inder.
Hi, Hari Inder.
How are you?
Good. Is it hot there, too?
Yes.
Oh, geez. I don't know anywhere it's not hot.
I think the whole country is in the hundreds and nineties.
Yeah.
Brother, it's 85 here right now. It's only 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm
sizzling, sizzling. Oh my! And who else? What, somebody was saying something.
It was Ahmed. I'm saying if it's only 85, you're lucky.
You're
92 here.
It's 92.
It's gonna be close to 110 today.
Where are you, Amrit? That it's 110.
Orlando, Florida.
It's gonna be 110 in Florida.
Yeah.
Holy smoke. Literally.
We're saying.
Literally, holy smoke.
Literally, holy smoke. Oh, my God. Amrit, you got like 90 students that want to join you.
No, oh, yeah. They're still coming in this morning.
That's wonderful.
I checked my email this morning. There's still more. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It is wonderful.
It is a heartwarming, unbelievable.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
We've got to
really
do something for these folks. Yeah. We've got to do something for them. I mean, I'm
trying.
I know you are. She only needs 15, but we have to think of something for all these people. Okay, so welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, so everybody sounds okay. Everybody sounds... like they're not going to expire yet from the heat. God bless you for finding shelter. Okay. And bring the palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breath. Long, deep breath. Extending your energy out of your brow point, your third eye point. Bless you.
Bless you.
And inhale. Om Namo Guru Heart breath. that is on the exhale, feel as though the breath is coming out of your heart. Let it open. So beautiful, like a rose. Flow. And now send that beautiful heart breath to everybody on this call or listening to the recording. And all the people who are doing the recording, do the same thing. And now send this miraculous healing breath out to everyone who needs it, and especially to those who need miracles, with the intention that they can receive it. And inhale, and exhale, and breathe. Breathe. Okay, and as you know, if you have background noises or anything, please hit star 6 to mute yourself so that we're not distracted by the background noises. I tend to get distracted that way. And then when it's time for you to speak, then press star 6 again. Okay, so I'm hesitating here because I'm kind of, new things kind of stump me. Okay, but here we go. Okay, so Baba Sudhi Chand is here. Baba Sudhi Chand is here, and he's introducing George Washington. This is kind of what stumped me. Okay, he says he's the star of the universe, and is Mr. Washington going to talk to us? He says, no, not anymore, you were too slow. Okay, let's see. Okay, so sir, can you deliver his message then? He said, yes, of course I can. He says, but you missed a great opportunity. He says, don't be so slow again. Okay, sir. Okay, so now, he says that the inception of this country, the United States of America, was made many, many years ago. He says, you think it just happened with a revolution? You think it just happened over taxes? He says, heck no. He says the idea of the USA was put into the group consciousness centuries ago. He says it was put in there for the reason of... he says the reason of a heist, meaning a robbery. He says, okay, so a robbery from what? He says, In other words, he says, taking the tears of the poor and turning their grief into kindness and support. He said that has always been the intention of this country, of the USA. He says it was the intention that it would bring this consciousness to the earth, it would be the inception of this consciousness, and that it would flow to all other regions of the earth. Not that every country in the world would be like the USA. Heck no. He says, that's impossible. That would not work. He said, those other countries are made of other sovereign beings with distinct consciousnesses. What he's saying is that the intention, the idea, the projection that a group of people would kindly support one another to create their own, for their own betterment and their own union, he says this was the first experiment of that kind. He says, of course, we're not excusing all the injustices that had been done in the name of the U.S. Heck no, he says. He says it's all been part of the evolutionary process. He says we're not deifying the USA. We're just saying that this is where this consciousness took root in a political sense. He says, so what's coming about is another revolution. It's another stage. He says, of course, Thomas Jefferson always said that there should be a revolution every certain number of years in order to keep the politics open and flowing. But he says now is the time that the politics, we're moving into a time when the flow of politics has to change. He says it's come to a monumental standstill. He says a standstill like you've never seen before. He says because the politics of the United States, he says, is overshadowed and attempted to be controlled by international corporations, which have a great hand in thievery. He says, and their intention is certainly not to support the poor and the degraded, and it is not to create a union for the common good, but rather a union for their own power so that they may, he says, excerpt as much wealth as they can from the national good. He said to the point, he says they do try their best to be careful and they tiptoe around so that they don't get caught and they try to cover their tracks. He says, which is happening in the Gulf. He says, it doesn't mean that all the people who work for those corporations are bad people. You have to understand that. He says there are some very kind and gracious and loving and very spiritual people who work there. He says that's a matter of economy. He says, but the growth mechanism behind these international conglomerates is one that chooses not to support the common people, but to exploit the common people in ways that they can get away with. So this is, so Mr. Washington is here again, and he says that was not our intention. That was not our intention. He says, but even at the time when our Constitution was put together, we had influences of that nature. So he said the seeds were, because of the process of negotiation, those seeds made their way in. Okay, so I'm saying thank you, sir. And Baba Siddhi Chan, so what's happening next? He says, no. He says, what's happening now? He says, you should all get up and do a little happy dance now. Okay, everybody up, do a little happy dance. You know what that is? It's kind of like a little kid jumping up and down. Everybody up. Jump around. Okay, he says, do a happy dance. Don't get so worried. He says, because if you get worried, you get stuck in this stuff. Did everybody do a happy dance? Be honest now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. He says, if you get stuck in the mire of the worry, and the blame, and the hurt, and the victimization, he says, you'll keep it there. You'll stagnate the progress. He's telling you all this to give you a background. He says, the time is coming when the power, he calls it the power, these magnets of energy, he says, will be disrupted. And it's like a communication network, and they cannot function.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot function in the way that they always have. And so that they will be eroded, slowly eroded. He says, what will happen, of course, is the things that you think are benefits will begin to disappear. He says, but don't feel like victims. He says, you are a grand community of heart. He says, you are a great and gracious community of heart. Do not forget this. And Mr. Washington says, that is where we were intended to go. And that is what the intention still is in this, as he calls it, marketplace of goods and goodness. He says, the next step then is not to get caught in the, oh my goodness, why is it not here? How can I survive? But go, okay, let me see what Mr. Washington, let me see what Mr. Baba Sidichand, let's see what they've got up their sleeve. Let me listen to them. Let me, even all of my friends and relatives and cronies, let's get together and let's basically take back the power and the production of all the goods, goodnesses, and services that we need. Let's just do it together. And it'll be fun because we won't need money. All we'll need is heart. All we will need is to connect from heart and have a good time and support each other. He says it will be the most grandest revolution you could ever see. He says there's not even a concept of being bloody or bloodless. He says keep yourself concentrated on the purity of heart and the purity of connection. He says stay with that. Stay with the goodness of it. He said, this is what will spread all over the world. He said it will also arise in all places in the world. Okay? It will also arise in all places of the world. It doesn't have to just come from the U.S. You understand? Because we're coming from a universal consciousness right now. And he says, frankly, this intergovernmental association that is kind of stymieing the common good right now, has also had its purpose. He says, look at your communication network. Look at people from all over the world listen to these recordings. He says that could not have happened without the multinationals. So we get to be grateful for that. Now we are moving into a time where he says, it's not exactly resting back control. What it is allowing ourselves to, turning away from our own powerlessness. Okay. And that means perhaps coming up with community gardens, helping the old people, creating schools among us where the children are cared for, where they thrive, where they grow, and are educated for kindness and goodness. It means blessing the babies. He says, be so very conscious of blessing the babies and honoring the babies. He says, that's your real problem. He says, it's so important for you to be blessed, both in the womb, and especially through your first few years. He says, that's when you really realize who you are. And it's very, as you remember, very detrimental to your own spirit if you are not recognized, appreciated, and held with wonder. Because you know who you are at that age, and if that is not supported, then you lose it. You go into self-blame, renunciation of who you are, being cut off, and so on. So it's very, very important to care for the babies. He says, understand who you are. You are this great network. This great network of unified and cozy souls. So what you do is you literally and figuratively wrap your arms around one another. He says, do it now. He says, just like singing songs around a campfire. He says, sharing meals. He says, bringing in the harvest. He says, just open up and have a good time. He says, it's like having a good smoke together. Well, he's talking about Native American, but and as far as good smoke, what he was talking about is the breath, the energy flow. The breath and the energy flow, he said, are ecstatic, monumental, connection vehicles. So he says, please stay with them. Please honor them. He says, like it's like everybody puffing on the same pipe. And he's talking about sort of Native American, in the consciousness, in that consciousness of being together as one breath. So breathe right now. He's not advocating anybody smoke, but tobacco, by the way. You know that, okay. He's just giving resilience, attention to the breath. That's it, and breathe. Are you there? There was a click in the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Breathe, please. And he says, feel that happy dance in your heart. Feel that happy dance in your heart. Good. And he says, and now share that happy dance in your heart with the person to your right, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So you give it to the person to your right, and you take it from the person from your left. Oh, my goodness, it's another happy dance. Isn't that a fun thing? Mm-hmm. He says, now do it again. Rotate more. Give it to the one on the right, receive it from the one on the left. Oh, and it's yet another flavor of happy dance. How fun. Good. And now one more time. Switch. Give and receive. How fun. He says, and now everybody take all of your happy dances and you put it in the middle and you start, and everybody start dancing with everybody else's happy dances. He says, lighten up. He says, you guys are so heavy. Lighten up. Change is coming. Hallelujah. It's already here. What fun. Breathe. You can do your heavy dance and scream like a bunch of banshees. That'll be fun. He says, you ain't gonna get anywhere if you play the victim. He says, remember, you're receiving back. You are receiving back your own power. Rather than being a victim, you are receiving back the opportunity to hold and express your own power, not in a limited way, as has been, but in the most expanded way of connecting. It's like you're sending out calls to all parts of the universe just to connect and have a good time. That's what it's all about. If you don't have a good time, God bless you, he says. Life becomes too hard to imagine then. Breathe. It's like letting go of all those overcoats that you carry around on such a hot summer day. He says, you can do it. Just take them off. Do your happy dance. He says, go jump in the lawn sprinkler. Go jump in the pool, in the lake. He says, in your mind or in your heart, or actually physically, just go do it. Such a blessing. He says, you're very pure-hearted people. And everyone has made the... They signed up from long ago to come back and to do this with each other. And he says, remember, you have the privilege of understanding this, of being told this, of being able to live in this kindness, even from now. He says, so that when others come along and they don't know this yet, you have just a gem of a story to tell them. Just, he calls it a workshop of the heart. He says you have a beautiful heart to wrap around them and make them feel cozy, kind of like warming them up from frostbite until they're ready to go out and do the same thing for others. He says that's what it's all about. Pass it on. Pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
He says, that's what you did when you passed around your heavy dances. Yes. And this includes pure generosity. Generosity coupled with grace and gratitude. Generosity, grace, and gratitude. Those are your three G's, okay? Generosity, grace, and gratitude. And he says, that'll carry you through. He says, it'll carry you through now. So again, be in this very pure, open, kind-heartedness right now. Let that be your intention. Let it be your energy flow. He says, and now please send it to all those people who are just ready to wake up, just ready to receive what's happening. Let it tickle their toes. Let it energize their hearts. Keep up. He says, you can't imagine what incredible vehicles, communicators of the light you are. So please keep up. He says, and now please send it to all of those people in the multinational. He says, both the people who innocently work there, as well as the decision makers who come from or uphold, he calls it the truth of multinational, which means profit over the poor. Let this beautiful light, let it soften their hearts. Remember, good has been done for us. To the point that now we are as children, and we are ready to take on the next generation of our own power of leadership that flows from our heart, from our soul. Says, as you do this, you are actually loosening the grasp, loosening the tight and unconscious tendrils that hold that whole consciousness together. You are loosening it so that it doesn't have to so much come down crashing, so that it can just loosen and open, and we can all just walk in the most meticulous and fine and kind way. He says, to claim our heritage, which is our own united, combined ability, power, for accomplishing our lives from the heart, and also from the physical, the practical side. He says, total shift of consciousness. Let it ease through rather than being smashed and broken into small pieces that seem irretrievable. Let the consciousness of the multinationals relax. And send your heart breath. Send your beautiful, beautiful, gracious heart breath. And he says, and please keep that up. Now, he says, I have extended to you the method. He said, now it is up for you to carry it through. To create a habit, to allow all to be who they are. He says, there's a very divine plan that's developing. He says, I know you all have felt it. He says, oh yes, we're going to explode. We're going to explode the fury of the universe with the most kind and gracious rainfall of love and kindness. Keep it up now, and inhale, and exhale, and breathe. Okay. And one more thing, excuse me, I almost forgot. One more thing, allow your heart breath to ease people's suffering. Ease people's suffering and allow them to open their hearts, their minds, in a very miraculous way, allow them to open up to the goodnesses, the greatness, the graciousness, and all the bounties that can come to them once they open up. Allow the miracles. Allow the miracles. So many people need those miracles. Please.
Mm-hmm.
And Guru Ram Dass is right there. You just call on him and he says it's your message that will direct the flow of his miraculous energy. Good. Thank you. Okay, now again, inhale and exhale. And now, my dears, he says, what's up? He says, what do you think? What did you feel? What do you know now you didn't know before? What do you want to know? He says, ask this girl and she'll ask me and then you'll get the truth. Okay. Anybody?
I have a question.
That me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have I think of my students, and I'm sure anybody that teaches yoga has a varying degree of students that can believe in very spiritual beliefs, and then other people that are more closed off.
Mm-hmm.
And so in presenting the knowledge that we've been given throughout these calls, I'm not sure how to present it in a way that doesn't turn people off, the people that don't believe in somebody talking to a master that's been descended or that kind of thing.
He says, you don't have to mention my name. He says, just at the end of the meditation part, he says, make sure it's after the meditation. He says, then you get them sitting up and you put them through one of these exercises. He says, I don't need to be known with my name and headlights. Okay? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Good. He says, I'll be right there for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good question. Who else? How did you feel during the meditation? Were you mad at the multinationals? Were you surprised by George Washington being here? I was totally sort of taken off here.
I've always loved George Washington.
Who is this?
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
I have always loved George Washington. I have a picture of him on my altar, and the Constitution is so sacred to me. I love that.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So cool. He was a very special being, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Somebody helped with that. And the writers of the day always talked about his integrity. And that's the reason why why they simply agreed that he would be the first president. Rather than fighting, they simply agreed on his integrity. Good. Thank you, dear. Anybody else?
So I have a question.
Who is this?
This is Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma.
Okay, so just as kind of painting the picture, you know, I know we're here now, but the future thing, if the multi-international goes down and we lose phone service and, you know, airlines and all those things,
mm-hmm.
What does that look like? I mean, do we go to village where, like an old-style village, where there's literally you only go in a 20-mile radius or, you know, I'm just curious what the picture is going to look like.
Okay.
No,
that's a good question. Let me just take a look. He says it'll be different in every place. And he says that the services that we have depended on from the multinationals, he said, won't necessarily disappear. He says they'll become spotty so that everybody will have different kinds of access. He says, but that's a clue to the community how are they going to work it out? Now, your communities are, unless you're way out in the country and you only have contact with a small village, he says if you were in a larger place, you know, it will be sort of regional. Perhaps maybe a five-block area will raise food together, whereas you might communicate with people in another part of the world even to get internet access to help educate your children. He says this is the good legacy of the multinationals, that you will be able to do this kind of thing. And he said there will be what he calls guerrilla setups, and that means G-U-R, I can't spell it right, but you know, like guerrilla warriors, you know, who show up from anywhere and everywhere. I'm not talking about the big animal. He says, that's the way it will be done. People will have it in their consciousness to go patch this to that, and oh my God, they've got a working network, at least for a while. It will be a matter of constant working things out. It's calling on everybody's creativity to come up with this net of organizing and administrating. But it's always from closeness of heart, because those who try to take over, those who try to make money on it, just ain't going to work for them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you, Gujaratma?
Yeah. Okay. And we're not going to go back to rubbing sticks together to make fire. I mean, we have technology, you know.
We do have technology, but it wouldn't hurt to learn how to do that. Okay.
I was a campfire girl when I was growing up.
Good, so you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. He says those are very good organizations. And will help people, the grown-ups of those, be more secure in this age, because you do know that you can exist in very simple ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes.
Can I ask you, what is the time frame that all this would happen? Is it in my life? Am I going to see that? Am I going to be present here, or is it going to be like far into the future?
No, it's coming about. It's coming about now.
Wow.
He sits with his Gulf oil spill. He says people's consciousness is changing. People's consciousness is saying, well, let's rethink this oil thing, okay? So that's how things change. And, of course, George Washington has said, yes, you have the power of the vote, and now you're understanding the complexities of making a vote. And the process in this area is coming to light. He says, so be very aware to vote for those operations that will give you, he says, your incredible electricity, but not chew up the environment in the process. Yeah. Oh, and you asked about a time frame?
Brain.
He says, we're on the train now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're going to live a few years, you're going to see it, okay?
And I have one more question. And what's going to happen to the people that are not awake and they're not really conscious about everything that we are told or what's going on? I mean, where are they going to go?
He says it's very important for you to care for them and love them as well. He says if they resist it, if they take themselves out of the net of protection, he says you can only honor their decision or their lack of thereof. He says it's all part of the process. Okay? So he says use every effort to offer every protection. You know, in other words, help heal the wounds even of the people who are resisting you. Do you understand?
Thank you, yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
Amrit?
Yes.
Yes,
would be how is this playing, everything that you've just spoken today, how is this playing into, or is this playing into all the work that I've been doing in the visions that I've been having these past few weeks?
Okay, so Amrit has been doing some global healing with Mother Earth over the past few weeks. Gratefully, she has held steady with it. It's not been easy, but she's held steady. So God bless her. They are thanking you for that. He says that's part of it. He says it's always been in the plan that Mother would have some hiccups, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's not exactly confirming the visions. He says because there's always room for change.
Right.
He says, but it's on that order. Okay. So what we're talking about are things like earthquakes and volcanoes and floods and stuff like that. Okay? Just a little, you know, he says you can't have a mixing bowl without those turning blades.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's part of the mix, part of the mechanism. Okay. So I would love to go on, but we're a little late today, but I really appreciate your... Yeah, he likes your questions. He loves your involvement. He says, but don't forget to do your happy dance with each other, and yourselves and with each other, okay? George Washington says he likes that. Okay. Okay. He says that's a good way to approach it, much better than those hot, stuffy rooms that they used. Okay. Okay, so bless you all. Bring your palms together. Long deep breath. Heart breath. And inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all around you, and all your life within you, guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide my way on.
Inhale. And bow to this incredible infinity of who you are, and take realization, cognizance of the ability, the power, the light that actually flows through you. God bless you all. And thank you, Kahar. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Keep up now.
Yeah.
Happy dancing.
Thank you.
Our breath. Bye.